Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz Time, as we report from Nashville Cattle Industry Convention, along with Kevin Good of Cattle Facts in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition as well, all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds a head or more of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop by to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. One of the highlights each year at the Cattle Industry Convention is the Cattle Facts Outlook Seminar. And given the price outlook for cattle this year, Kevin Good from the Cattle Facts staff.
So let's roll this together with a forecast. If we're going to talk about the Fed market first, we're going to come out and say that we think this year's market is going to average close to $1.10. Now, we recognize where we've been the last couple of weeks at 122, 123, a few tops at 124. That, if we take the push from the last fall lows at 98 to this high so far this year at 123 average, 24-25% increase, that would match the biggest increase we've ever had in like kind of years. If we have not seen the high for this year in the last few weeks, seasonally you would expect it to come back and retest that at some point as we go into March, late Feb and March. That's the next best time where you can see this market push. But short term, you've probably got a little bit more pullback. And the risk in the market, as you remember, as we go forward, is more in the second half of the year, in particular with the not only bigger beef supplies, but pork and poultry. If that's the case, feeder cattle would average 130. Remember that the deferred discounts in the live cattle will keep a lid on feeder cattle prices, and you can see a full range of 120 to 140 around that. A 5.5 weight steer calf at 150. And that would suggest the spring highs at grass turnout time at 165 plus or minus, but risk back to the fall lows and the fall run of this year back 130 plus or minus. And a utility cow averaging 65 with a full range around that. Just thinking about the bread stock as we think about producers out there, one thing we need to recognize, if we're going to deal with a $1.50 five-weight steer calf, the old math that we go through from a long-term perspective is that bred cow should be worth 1.5 to 1.65 times that calf value. If you do that math, it tells you that bred cow should be worth about $1,300. Now, I recognize bred cow values are going to average higher than that this year because of the profitability and the equity we've built up over the last 3 to 4 years. But just recognize the long-term averages say that's what that bred cow should be valued at.
Kevin Good with Cattle Facts. Another set of numbers that Kevin offered those in attendance at the Outlook Seminar. Export numbers, he predicts that beef exports are likely to be up 6% in 2017, while imports will be down 7%. Pork exports up about 3% is the expectation. Poultry exports expected to be up 5%. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch production sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
At your Beef Buzz from Nashville, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.